I've appreciated your reflections on the origins and translations of key words. For example, this morning, that was the first time I noticed the enchantment and illusion in disenchanted and disillusioned. They seem very positive words now. Do you have any reflections on the instructions to guard the senses? That the word that is like usually translated of guarding the senses is the sangra, which means a indriya sangra. So it's a, both a kind of a restraint and composure, so that that. So it's not so much this, because we're talking about the senses today, and that it's not so much guarding, fending off, and fighting and struggling with the objects that are coming to assail one, but it's sort of like establishing a composure and clarity and a restraint of that outflow that creates this sense of a protection. And stability. So that's a, you know, guarding the senses is again, once you start looking at the language and the underlying meaning, and you start teasing out a more kind of user-friendly and helpful perspective.